I'm pretty tired. I just want to snuggle with you. How was work? Nothing happened. Huh. Yeah, I wouldn't want anything horrible to happen with. Why am I so tired? Well, I woke up really early, and then around 8. Yeah. Oh, shut up. That's early. So, what happened was, I woke up at 5, and then I got caught up with checking mail and checking Reddit messages. Then around 6, I decided. So, I really wanted to wake up at 7, but, well, you know how it gets. I just love snuggling up with you. And when I woke up at 8, I was already gone to the It's too bad that you couldn't take off from work. I really wanted you to go with me and my friends to the museum. So, yeah. But they missed you. They asked after you. I wish you could have gone. I wanted to carry my bag. It was so heavy. Oh, I'm kidding, sweetie. I know you'd be there to take our pictures. Anyway. So, my friends and I, we met up at the museum, and then we went around. And it was really nice. The museum used to be a warehouse for the artists' paintings. But they decided to fix it up. And so when you get into the museum place, I want you to close your eyes and picture this. And you get in, you're greeted by this really pretty garden with lots of flowers. And there's this huge sofa in front of the flowers. And you can have your picture taken in front of there's the greenery and the trees, the flowers. It's just so nice. I wished that we could be there. And we could have our pictures taken there. They have their own photographer, you know. Yeah. So I was there, and I had my picture taken with my friends' pictures. They're on my phone, but I'm too late. lazy to get the phone. It's over there in my bag. Well, you get up and get it if you want to. I didn't think you'd bother. I'm just staying here and cuddle with me. Anyway, when you walk in, there's this chapel. It's small and quaint, and there's just this cross inside. There aren't even any seats. And there's this altar. And when I saw it, I thought this would be a very nice place to get married in. Not like I'm panting anything. It's just very nice. You know how I like churches? So still and quiet and peaceful. So yeah, they have that chapel. Then we walked onwards to this really nice bamboo garden. Reminded me of that time that I saw this garden in Japan. It has this water, and there's this bamboo bridge that you have to cross. A fountain. The nice greenery and flowers all around it. And every time I would take pictures of really lovely places like that, I would always wish that they were beside me. And it's a comfort that you are somehow, that I can share my experiences with me through my pictures. So I wish that I could show you the pictures while I'm telling you the story, but I'm about to sleep. Any moment now. So the galleries were really interesting. They had 4 galleries, but I forget which ones. There's interesting art piece. Like, all of these hundreds of rats crawling on top of a building over the roof. It's a statement on, I don't know, I figure it's a statement on corruption. I suppose it was a famous college building. So, come to think of it, it was like a statement against the academia or the administration, saying that they're corrupt and filthy, like rats. And there were lots of other pictures there, like. Oh, my favorite one. Would have to be. Okay, let me qualify this. My favorite sculpture or art piece would be this invisible man that was sitting on a swing. It's invisible, like it's made of plastic. So some of the plastic you can see, the obviously, but the other parts, they're transparent plastic. I mean, the rest of the form of the man, that's transparent, and then the artist, he left some of the parts unmade, so it's like. He's melting away. And I could go ahead and analyze that for you. But God, sweetie, don't make me think. Short answer would be he's at play. Every time we decide to grow up, a little part of us melts away, and it's like childhood just falling away, disappearing. Mature, but I really miss being a kid. Well, long story short, I like going to the art gallery. I should go back there this weekend. Yeah, you might like it. Yeah, put some culture into your life. No. Next time, could we go out on a date like that? Just go to places where it's not us getting dinner, watching a movie, having coffee, but just go to an art gallery, stare at weird art. Yeah, I've never done that. I usually go with my friends, but I think you'd like it very much. So, yes, sweetie, you're still awake. pretending to be asleep just so you can avoid committing to going to the art gallery with me? Or did you really fall asleep from my voice? Mm-hmm.